This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa khayr al-hadi hadi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa shar umuri muhdathatuha wa kulla muhdathatin bid'ah wa kulla bid'atin dalalah wa kulla dalalatin finnar amma ba'd. Dearest brothers and sisters, it has been a week now since the end of the blessed month of Ramadan, a great season of worship. And we begin by asking Allah the Almighty, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, to accept all of our good deeds during that month. We ask Allah to accept our fasting, our salah, our zakat, our sadaqah, our tahajjud, our qiyamul layl, all of the acts of kindness we did for one another. We ask Allah to accept it. May Allah accept it. This is very important. It is said that some of the early Muslims, for 6 months after Ramadan had ended, they would continue to ask Allah to accept the good that they did in the month of Ramadan. And then for the next 6 months, they would ask Allah to deliver them to the next month of Ramadan. And the reason why it's important is because just because you performed a good deed doesn't mean that Allah accepted it. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. Allah the Almighty, He is pure. And He only accepts that which is pure. And something done in the right way is only half of the equation. The other half is that it must be done with the right intention, with the right sincerity and motivation. And now if you think about all the good deeds you did, you recognize that they weren't done really up to the best standard, and you don't know how pure your intention was in your heart. And so you become worried. Even though I did all those things, I fasted for 29 days and I performed Taraweeh, was it good enough for Allah to accept? And that is why on the day of Eid, the early Muslims would say to one another, تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَّا وَمِنْكُمْ صَالِحَ الْأَعْمَالِ. May Allah accept from me and from you all of our good deeds. Because they recognize the importance of asking Allah to accept whatever they've done, because it's not really good enough, but in the hope, depending on Allah's mercy, that He will still accept it. So may Allah accept it from us all. Allahumma ameen. Leaving the month of Ramadan, it is important to feel inspired and very hopeful of the future. The reason being is because during that blessed month, we were able to do things that normally were impossible for us to do. We were fasting in the daytime and in the nighttime, coming to the masjid, the house of Allah, to offer our salah and praying extra in the form of Taraweeh, and in the last 10 nights, even more than that, in the form of tahajjud. We're giving more sadaqah than we've ever given before. We're reading more Quran than ever before. We're standing and raising our hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua for longer periods of time that we don't normally do. And that is the barakah of that month. And it is true that part of the reason is because it is easier to worship Allah during that month, because Allah has locked away the shayateen. وَتُغَلُّ فِيهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, as the Prophet ﷺ said, the devils are chained during that month. But if you think about it, it's quite amazing, because before Ramadan, many people could not fast even one day. And then you're fasting back to back every single day for 29 days or 30 days, depending on when you did your Eid. Before Ramadan, most people would never open the Quran and recite. But the same people during the month of Ramadan were reading 20 pages, one juz, to complete the entire Quran in 1 month. What happened? All of a sudden it changed, transformation. Many people could never even dream of praying more than the 5 obligatory salah. During the month of Ramadan, they're coming to the masjid to stand for 20 extra rak'ah or 8 extra rak'ah in the form of Taraweeh. And then on top of that, maybe even tahajjud. It's beautiful. And it's also a proof and an evidence from Allah that we do have the ability to do it. That if we push ourselves and we are sincere with Allah, Allah will enable us to do those good deeds in a way that it seemed as though it's not the same person anymore. And that goes back to asking the question What was the purpose of Ramadan? Was it just to inspire us for 30 days, to transform us for that short period of time, and then it's all gone and disappears, and we go back to our bad habits, and we go back to neglecting all of those beautiful things? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Believers, fasting was prescribed on you, like it was on those before you, so that perhaps you would attain taqwa. You would become more mindful of Allah. You would become closer to Allah. Not for 30 days, but for the entirety of the year. The idea of Ramadan was to train us, to discipline us, to show us, to inspire us that you can be a better person. You can do great things in your life. You can do the things that will enter you into paradise. You can do it for 30 days. In fact, you can do it for the rest of the year. Allahu Akbar. That was the idea behind the legislation of fasting in the month of Ramadan. And so as we move forward, we should reflect over what are we going to take from Ramadan and into the rest of the year. You know, the Prophet ﷺ, he said something beautiful. He was asked, what is the most beloved deed to Allah? And he replied, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالُ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The most beloved deeds to Allah are those that are done consistently, regularly, even if they are a little, even if they are few. And so one of the things we should be thinking about now is, you know what, all of those different types of worship that I did in Ramadan, the fasting, the extra salah, the Quran, the dua, the learning about Islam, I did them on such a huge level and a great quantity. Let me not abandon them completely. Let me at least take a portion of each and every one of them and reintroduce them into my life so that I continue to do them on a daily and a weekly basis. There is a beautiful statement of Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, the cousin and the companion of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, لَا تَسْتَحْيِي مِنْ إِعْطَاءِ الْقَلِيلِ فَإِنَّ الْحِرْمَانَ أَقَلَّ مِنْهُ. He said, don't be too shy to do something little. Perhaps less than that is a form of spiritual deprivation. What does that mean? It means that sometimes the shaitan tells you, what's the point just praying 2 rak'ah when you should really be praying 8 or 20? What is the point just fasting one day when you really should be doing it Monday and Thursday? What is the point just reading 5 verses? You should be reading more than that. What is the point giving £1 in sadaqah? Everybody else gives much more than that. And so you shy away from doing the little. Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said, perhaps actually the reason that you can't even do a little is because Allah is stopping you doing even a little bit of khair. Allahumma sa'an. Nasallallahu salamata wal afiya. We all ask Allah to protect us from that. That there is this idea, my brothers and sisters, that when you do a good deed, you only did it because you had tawfiq. Allah assisted you in doing it. That is the only reason you ended up doing anything good in your life, because Allah helped you to do it. Allah gave you the tawfiq to do it. But on the opposite side, if you never managed to do a good deed, it could be because Allah didn't want you to do the good deed. You don't deserve to do the good deed. Your heart is so far away from Allah, He didn't give you the guidance to do the deed, even if it was a small one. And out of fear of being that guy, that person who Allah has deprived, you do even a little bit. Just to make sure I'm not of that category of people. This is an amazing way to look at your life. I'm going to do good deeds, even if they are a little bit, just out of fright that perhaps I'm not even doing a little because Allah doesn't want me to do it. There's something wrong with me. And this is something that Allah spoke about in the Quran as well. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, do not follow the people, أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. Don't follow those people that I have made their hearts heedless from my remembrance. Allah is saying there are some people out there that they can't remember Allah, not because they don't know how to, but because they don't have the tawfiq from Allah to remember Allah, subhanAllah. Don't follow those people. Don't be amongst those people. Why? Because Allah has looked at their hearts and they are so rotten and they are so hard that Allah says, you know what, I'm not even going to give them the tawfiq to do even a little good deed. Subhanallah. So now that we move forward, we should be thinking about taking some of those good deeds we did in Ramadan and reintroducing them, even if they are on a smaller level. But before we think about the good deeds, let us think about the things we should not reintroduce back into our life. At the top of the list, I wanted to share, perhaps in the month of Ramadan, there were people here that decided, you know what, I'm not going to spend that much time on my phone. I'm not going to spend that much time scrolling through my social media, wasting time on TikTok and Instagram. And they felt, subhanAllah, that was a beautiful thing. That helped them. It purified them. It made them closer to Allah. Did you know that in this country, on average, a person will open their phone, unlock their phone 150 times a day? On average, a person will look at their phone for 4 hours and 15 minutes every single day. Allahu musta'an. And out of the 4 hours and 15 minutes, what are they looking at? Things that will help them come closer to Allah, the things that are polluting their heart, corrupting their eyes, making them forget about Allah. So now that we are outside of the month of Ramadan, why not keep to that discipline where a person says, you know, I'm not going to waste my time on the phone. If you find that too difficult to shut it down completely, then at least reduce it. Tell yourself, you know, before I go to bed, 1 hour before I go to bed, I'm not going to look at my phone. I'm not going to disturb my mind with silly things. Instead, I'd rather think about Allah, read Suratul Mulk, maybe pray some tahajjud, and then go to sleep in the remembrance of Allah, subhanAllah. Isn't that better? Then a person says, well, I could do better than that. Maybe in the morning when I wake up, I will not look at my phone for the first hour. I read my fajr. I remember Allah, I read some Quran, and then I'll look at my phone. Some people, the first thing they do in the morning, look at their phone. The last thing they do at night, they look at their phone. The first bad habit to break after Ramadan is to take control of your phone. Because right now, for many people, the phone is taking control of them. Allahu musta'an. The second thing to take control of, and it makes sense, is one's diet. SubhanAllah, for 1 month we were controlling what went into the stomach. We were able to stay away from all those things that we love to eat and drink for the daytime hours. And that was a proof that we can control our stomach. And it is very interesting that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, مَا مَلَا آدَمِيٌ وِعَاءً شَرًّا مِنْ بَطَنٍ. In authentic hadith, he said, there is nothing worse that the human fills than the stomach. Reason being, it's not because food is bad, but because people tend to overindulge. They eat the wrong things, then it makes them lazy, then they become neglectful of Allah, and they don't feel like praying, they don't feel like worshipping Allah. It makes a person become lazy, and it creates other desires that lead you away from Allah. So outside of Ramadan, my advice to myself and to all of you, is to think about what you put inside your stomach. Many people, when they were fasting, in the first few days, they feel tired. They feel as though they don't have energy. But then as they go into the weeks of Ramadan, they feel as though they have more energy than normal. They find that they are more productive than normal. Why? Because now their stomach is under control. Now their heart is taking control. And they find that, you know what? What they were putting inside of them was not good for them. So now that we have left Ramadan, let us not return back to our bad habits of our diet. Let us think about eating healthier. Let us think about eating less. Let us think about being more fit for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in the next part, I will speak about the things we can reintroduce of the good deeds. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ